Hopes were high as lawmakers filed into an enormous conference room yesterday at the legislature. It was crowded with lobbyists and curious onlookers. But before negotiations even began, the mood grew sour. Senate leaders weren't happy that the House had invited school leaders to argue against cutting teacher assistant jobs. Senator Harry Brown objected before the guests could even make their way to the podium.
Even our own members in the House and Senate aren't allowed to speak at this meeting. I don't think this meeting should allow others unless both parties are in agreement.
House Leader Nelson Dollar dismissed Brown's concerns. He argued that conference committees can do as they wish, including bringing in outside speakers.
We're going to proceed with our presentations at this time.
Well, then, Mr. Chairman, I think this meeting's adjourned.
And without hesitation, Senate leaders got out of their chairs in unison, grabbed their things, and filed out of the quiet, tension-filled room. Some public spectators softly gasped, but House members barely flinched.
Well, the House is not adjourned, and we will call the first individual to speak, Mr. Heath Morris.
Senate and House leaders have been at odds over how much to pay teachers and at what cost. The House wants to give them an average 5% raise. The Senate, on the other hand, wants to give about 11%, but their plan would cut more than 7,000 teacher assistants to help pay for the raises. That's why the House invited a handful of school leaders, so they could talk about how teacher assistants are critical, how they enhance the classroom. But without the Senate in the room, House members simply preached to the choir. An hour later, when they were all done, senators quietly walked back in.
We are back, and we're ready to get started, Senator Brown.
But they still weren't happy. Senator Harry Brown spent 7 long minutes lecturing the House.
I think it's time for the House to understand that this is a negotiation. Somebody's going to have to come to the middle to settle this. We're willing to do that.
Senate leaders tossed around different ideas. At one point, they proposed keeping all of the teacher assistants and still giving an 11% raise. But House members said that would be impossible to fund without impacting Medicaid. When the House presented its proposal, senators nearly rolled their eyes. Jerry Tillman said it looked exactly like their original plan.
This is barely worth the ink that took to write this thing. I don't see any differences, folks. We're not getting these big issues solved at all. We need to make some decisions on those key issues and move on.
Legislators kept repeating that sentiment, that they need to move on. Many of them even joked about sticking around until Christmas time. House Speaker Tom Tillis chimed in every now and then.
We've got to have a structured and focused discussion on bridging the gap for teacher pay and having a discussion about the merits of the two positions on age blind and disabled, and then we'll get done. And we can have Christmas in July.
A few people snickered at that comment, but it kind of came true. When lawmakers returned for their afternoon meeting, someone had set up Christmas lights, a wreath, stockings, and even a lump of coal where the chairman stands. The mood was less tense. Lawmakers even came to a compromise on lottery revenue. House leaders offered not to lift the cap on lottery advertising in order to bring in millions of dollars. Senate leaders had expressed doubt over their revenue projections. Again, House Speaker Tom Tillis.
You know, part of the negotiation is try to eliminate as many of the areas of conflict as possible. I think that was one of the things we did this afternoon.
But of course, there's still conflict over teacher pay. Lawmakers say they'll try to meet in the middle and to negotiate more and argue less. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.